All right, everybody, welcome back to the channel and the episode of Coffee Break. I'm uploading this specific episode of Coffee Break to the YouTube channel as well as the podcast. So if you're already following along on YouTube, I'm Jorge Padilla, the host of Coffee Break, and you can find the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere podcasts are available. If you just search Coffee Break with Jorge Padilla, you can find it. It's a nice little cute image of a coffee cup, and it says Coffee Break. We talk about coffee, career, and confidence. So if that's something that you're into and enjoy, please continue to follow and share with your friends and family, those who are interested in these things, because it helps to boost not just in the algorithm and stuff like that on YouTube or social media, or even the, you know, podcast on Spotify, but it helps to get the word out so I can continue to make more content like this. If you're new to the channel, welcome. Again, I'm Jorge Padilla. I'm a photographer, content creator, including the podcast of Coffee Break, which you just heard right now. But also, I focus on sharing my experience and journey of being a photographer, making videos, making the podcast, and learning on these experiences of becoming eventually a full-time content creator. And so that's what I talk about on this channel. It's what I show you, what I go more in depth in. So if that's something you're into, make sure you follow along. Leave a like and comment. I greatly appreciate it. It really helps with the channel, not just to perform and meet goals, but overall, again, to continue to make content like this that helps just keep me disciplined and encourage me too. So thank you for the support. Moving on, I took some notes because that's exactly what today's episode is all about. In particular, we're going to look at three things that you must do in order to accomplish your goals. I guess I did write it down. I am using it. I even have it color-coded. You can see there. Just to show you that I'm doing what I'm talking about or showing you. Okay? So first, if you aren't aware, on the podcast, Coffee Break, we talk about coffee first. Which reminds me. Give me just a moment. Yes, you can hear me running. I'm actually in the living room now. Coming back. I forgot. I don't know how I could forget this. The most important part of the podcast. It's the whole point that I started it. Okay, so I'm back on. I need a coffee, right? I actually haven't had my coffee today. I was out of the creamer I liked. I tried to use a sugar-free one and it just was not cutting it. So I have some Starbucks instead. I guess they'll do, right? Let's see. Oh, that hits. Yep. It is a iced toasted white chocolate mocha. Ooh, a venti. I'm so fancy sometimes, I know. Thank you, baby, because my wife's the one who's encouraged me to get a venti. So thank you for that. So, okay, we have the coffee already for the day. Now let's get on with the podcast. So today we're talking a little bit more about your career and confidence. I know we talk about this every time. But again, these are the three things that you must do in order to accomplish your goals. So very simple. It isn't necessarily something new, but for myself, I've uncovered that using this format or following these steps really helps me to get things into perspective of what I need to do to accomplish my goals in the way that I want to do them. But overall, and I think more importantly, it helps me to stay consistent, to stay disciplined, to stay on the trajectory, the path that I'm on, and to do it well. And let me explain. So let's say your goal is to become a content creator. Maybe you want to do it full time, like that's all you want to do. Well, how would you do it? You can say what you want to be. You can post a few videos, maybe post on other platforms like TikTok. In case you don't know, I'm on there too. Follow along. You can do that so often. Maybe you post once a day, once a week even, to your social media. And you're like, you know what? This should be enough to get me to where I need to become a full-time content creator. Like, make a living off of it. And then you do it for about a year, and you notice that you can't go full-time. You can't go full-time content creator on any platform, or even all combined, because even though you have a goal and it's pretty clear, you want to be a full-time content creator, but it's a little generic. Also, there was no plan. There was no actual goal other than you want to be a full-time content creator. So that's where these three tips come into play. So let me explain. So the first thing you need to do is to say it, and that's what your goal is. So decide what that goal is and be specific. So if you want to be a full-time content creator, what does that mean for you? That's a different thing for everyone on the spectrum of being a content creator. You can be a photographer and that's all you talk about. You can have a podcast, that's all you do. You can be a gamer, streaming, and that's what you do for a content creator. You can talk about games, talk about music. What specifically are you trying to do as a content creator? What do you enjoy doing, or what do you want to do in order to make a full-time living off of that? Okay, now we're getting a little more specific. And then we need to decide, well, what does that look like? Does that mean you're making videos every single day, twice a week, once a week, on which particular platforms? What are you talking about? So again, deciding what you want to make your videos about. And that could be anything. It doesn't have to be just, photography, gaming, the pranks that you see. It could be something as simple as vlogs, sharing your journey about, what you do in school, what you're going to school for, how you're preparing for your next job, a project you're working on at home, something as simple as cutting the yard, cleaning your garage, building something. Maybe you're into woodworking, you like power tools, and that's something you're into. Maybe you like cars, so that's something else you're into. So decide what you want to make it about, and then decide how often you need to post in order to make being a full-time content creator, which allows you to make your full-time living off of, a reality. So that's the more intricate part, and it depends on what you're trying to do. But saying it and being specific on what that goal is and how to do it is going to help. And that goes into step two. So step two is writing it down. So again, I took notes here, not for the actual video, but of what I've been doing to show you that I'm taking my own medicine. So writing it down would include the steps and how to make that goal a reality, how to actually make the goal accomplished. So we talked about being a content creator, a full-time one. We decided what we wanted to make our content about, and then now we're going to write how we're going to do it. So you can actually reverse engineer this and just look at many channels or accounts on social media who have a high following and that you like because the content that they make relates to what you want to talk about. Now look at how they're doing it. How often do they post? Do they post just once a week? Sometimes twice a week, maybe more often? Do they post more often on other social media platforms such as Instagram, even Facebook, TikTok? And then what are they talking about? Do they only talk about themselves? Do they only talk about how they made money or how they made full-time content creator a reality for themselves? Or do they talk about things that add value to your life, to your journey? Do they give you tips on how to become a full-time content creator or how to make more money, how to become a better photographer, how to make vlogs fun, how to make, designing things or creating things fun? So if you notice, a lot of the times they aren't talking about necessarily themselves, but things that can help either their older version of themselves or you, your current version, become even better. So really they're adding value to their audience, to their community, the people that watch and support them. They're giving them that value in their content for free. So that kind of still is part of step two, which is how to do it. So again, it varies on what you want to do for your content creation, but again, decide what that is, what that looks like for you, how often you want to post on those specific social media platforms, and then write it down. Write down the steps that you need to take to make that happen. Now, next, and this is the third step, very simple. It's nothing new. Again, just sharing this with what I've been doing that's working for me recently, is to do it, to execute on those steps, on that how-to, to make your goal a reality. So you can say what your goal is, you can write it down, you can write down the steps and plan it out as well. But if you never take that leap, that first step, if you never actually do it and remain consistent in doing it, nothing's going to change, nothing's going to happen. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes sometimes years for some people because of the type of content you're making, your ability to post sometimes once a week or maybe once a month. Maybe your production, not just value, but your process takes a whole long time because it's a real intricate video. There's several clips that you need. You have to work with other people. You get permissions, or you just are a real perfectionist. So every time that you make a video, everything needs to be meticulously planned out and then made. Or you're just too shy to do it. You're just too nervous, worried about what others will think, and so you don't do it. You do the first two pieces, but you don't execute consistently. And when I say consistently, I don't mean you're going to do it every single day for a month, once a week for a month, or once a week for a year. I mean for the long haul. You're doing this because you want to do it, because you love and enjoy it. You're passionate about it. You want to learn more. You want to share your journey with others. You want to help others on this path as well. And so it just becomes a consistent habit, a consistent practice. And I've said this before, but if you want results, you have to put in the effort, right? Over a period of time, you'll get a specific result. However, if you want consistent results, then you need to provide consistent efforts, meaning the same type of efforts. Be strategic with it, be planned out with it, be consistent with it. And your results, instead of being all over the place, will be consistently improving and then maintaining that over some time. So again, be consistent with it. Be consistent in your strategy, your efforts, the content you're putting out, your schedule, making sure that you make time to make that a priority. Your audience will thank you for it. Your community will love it because they're learning more too. Whatever you put out for them is hopefully entertaining, educating them, and also engaging with them. If you're able to do one of those three things or all together, along with the three tips that I just shared, which is say it, write it, and then execute to actually do it, you'll notice that your platforms will start growing a lot more. Your videos will perform better because you're just doing what you love consistently. And whether or not you believe it, there are a lot of people out there who just want to watch and just want to consume. Not everyone wants to be a content creator, whether they're shy, they don't know how, or they enjoy what they already do, which is maybe content creation around another topic, or a different job that they have, or a career, or they're on their way to do something else. But this is what they enjoy watching, what they enjoy consuming. There are a lot of channels that I follow, not just based on photography, but other things that I enjoy that I just want to watch. I don't want to make necessarily, woodworking video or woodworking a priority in my life, or construction stuff that I'm working on the house. I may watch it because I want to learn about it or it's interesting, but I don't want to necessarily do it. I enjoy talking about photography, my experiences with it, growing the business and the brand with it, the Coffee Break podcast, making vlogs, showing you how to do things that I've learned. Not necessarily the best way or the perfect way, but just things that I've learned along my journey. So that's what I enjoy talking about. That's what I make more of. And that allows me to do it consistently. I'm passionate about it. I enjoy making this type of content for the community. But again, consistently executing over a long period of time will give you those consistent results that you want. So again, just to recap, the three things you need to do to make your goals a reality, to accomplish those goals, are say it, write it, and then do it. So if you're finding this video helpful, if you got some insight from the info I just shared, leave a like, leave a comment below on what you learned or what you're planning on doing, what you're channel is about, your podcast is about, what your content creation is about, what you're into. And let me know maybe if you need help with something. I'll be glad to share some tips on things that I've learned from other channels, from my journey as well. And I can share that with you. Maybe that'll help you along the way. Maybe that'll help you get into a better routine, or just to post your first video, your first piece of content on whatever platform you're doing it on. But yeah, I'd really love to know that. So those of you listening on the podcast, thank you so much for supporting the Coffee Break. It's fun, it's engaging, and it's something that I like doing. Those listening and watching on the YouTube channel, thank you so much for your support. Again, make sure you follow, leave a like and comment below. Well, I need to wrap up now because next it's time to get to another project that I'm working on. I'm just getting prepared for a photo shoot this coming week. And that reminds me of something I need to work on too, is making another video for the channel about just, I guess, budget friendly items that you could use for photography, not just your camera, but the gear involved. Is that something that you want to see? Please let me know in the comments and I'll be sure to make that video. Anyways, thank you so much again for watching. It was a pleasure. Until the next video, until the next Coffee Break podcast. Peace, y'all.